somebody sits here and tells me I need to accept an unfair situation, that if we applied it to anything else in life other than men and women, wouldn't be accepted by everybody in this room. But you're going to tell me that, I'm going to tell you that's bullshit. And that's not fair.
Okay. Can I give a response?
There's a million issues in our culture and society today that people are fighting for fairness. But yet I'm sitting here saying, hey, I'm allowed to expect it too. And I'm going to be attacked and told.
Okay. Can I respond now?
Different.
Okay. No, let me tell you something. First of all, men don't worry about fair. The sexual marketplace is not fair. All is fair in love and war. It's not fair.
All is fair in love and war. I had to give that lesson to my daughter real quick last night when she was telling me about a situation she was dealing with at school when it comes to friends and some of the behavior that has risen due to the possible interest in somebody that my daughter's wanting to talk to. And you know how it is in life is that we see these patterns all the time. So she initially didn't want to talk to me about it, but then she went ahead and laid it out. And I just told her, when she was explaining the situation, I just told her, you have to understand that your definition of friendship is going to be different than somebody else's. Meaning that the code, and that's something I told her that it took me 36, 37 years to learn, that what I define as friendship is different than other people. And what would happen over time is you get frustrated over and over again because you would have to be heartbroken or disappointed and feeling frustrated because you're saying to yourself, why isn't this person feeling the same type of way about this experience or these moments or I feel used, or I feel like I'm only being loved conditionally for what I can do. So it was for her, I told her that was the lesson it took me a long time to learn that I'm having you learn right now in this moment. Because what you realize, especially when it comes to dating and relationships, is that people, both men and women, are willing to stab their best friends in the back. They're willing to stab their sisters, their brothers in the back. They're willing to stab whomever it is. I've seen girls that will date the mom's partner, and I've seen the mom date the daughter's partner. It's crazy out there what people allow for free play to be. And I'm not here to regulate that because my moral compass will probably be off for a lot of people. But what I was trying to remind her of is that when you're out there in the world and you're making friends with people, you have to test them. You have to gauge at what level of the friendship they're in. Are they a person that you truly agree with and align with? Or is it somebody that when it comes to dating, they're going to be a little more selfish and try to undercut you, right? Because I was telling her of my experiences of having, I remember in college back in the day, I was told of a girl that really liked me on the cheerleading team. And I was like, cool, no problem. I'll go ahead and do that. And they were like, look, I know you don't go out at night, but she's going to be out there tonight and she wanted you to be out there so you guys could talk. Well, my buddy gets wind of that. I go out, he goes out, and he starts being aggressive with her. He starts going after her and starts dating. And I go and I talk to him and I say, what's going on? And he says, look, all is fair in love and war. I didn't understand it then, but what he ended up doing was bringing her back to his room and having fun with her. And, you know, the funny thing about it was that he left the girl that was interested in me. He left with her. And then the girl that he was currently seeing was left behind. So as a token of a return favor, the petty ass that I am, she wanted to see him. I drove her back to his apartment where they were all hanging out, having a good time. No big deal. You know, I laugh at that because I didn't have any emotional investment in the person that he took home. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, but I realized that he was going to be that guy that when it came to me being interested in somebody, he was going to be attacking, if not be more aggressive, to take it away from me. And you're saying to yourself, wow, how can people think that way? It's like, yeah, people think that way. Just like the way I think is not conventional to a lot of people. I made my mistakes, sure. But I have no regrets because that's the moral compass I run in. So, but what I say is this, is that with my daughter, what I was trying to have her understand is that you have to understand what that friendship entails, what it's about, because a lot of times people will destroy a relationship. That's why I don't get involved in other people's business. Like if it's my friend and his wife and they're having problems or something wacky happens where I'm stuck in between a rock and a hard place, I'm out of there, because it doesn't matter what side I pick, I'm not going to be picked. Like the basically what I'm saying is that whenever you have a friend and they're dating somebody, and let's say you're not as supportive of that relationship, guess what? Like that woman or that man, that partner of your friend is going to force the issue. It's going to make it very miserable for you guys to stay friends. I've seen this happen all the time where there'll be friends that are great, and then once they're in relationships and the girls don't like each other, or let's say my friend's girl doesn't like the things that I did in my relationship, then it's going to cause friction because she doesn't want to be around me. And then my friend is going to be like, well, you know, I want to hang out with my girl. So sorry, bro. I gotta disconnect. And I was trying to teach her that at this stage of 12 is that don't be naive to think that your friends aren't gonna do some shady things that you're not gonna approve of. And don't assume that they're gonna be all about the friendship, because they're quick to cut you if it involves a love interest they feel is worth keeping. And that's the part that I try to tell her. And you know, she was disappointed a little bit because she said, you know, I wouldn't have invested emotionally if I would have known that this person was going to do that. I'm like, well, I understand that. So you got to address it with the person and see what they stand. You got to address it. You got to talk to them and see what they have to say about it. Because, you know, that person, you could talk to them and be like, you know what? You're right. My bad. I shouldn't have done that. I appreciate you as a friend. I'm going to make a better effort on my end, right? But then you have the other people that are going to flip it and be like, no, you're the problem. What the fuck? You know, so all fair is love and war, because that's the actions are permeating that message. So for me, it's like, okay, well, that's where you stand. I know where you stand. So I know how to move forward with you. And it's not about disconnecting with that person. And I will always remind her, you know, friends come and go. And I don't, you know, that was a very extreme thing that people will tell me, or my family growing up would be like, you know, a friend is a dollar in your pocket, meaning that you're only as good as the money that you have in your pocket. And in some cases that's true, other cases it wasn't. My friends were more influential in my life than my own family. But you have to understand how to navigate, know that it's conditional. And if you love your friends unconditionally, then you're going to have to create boundaries of that friendship. And it was cool because I was telling her some of these things with a prior incident she had with one of her friends. You know, my daughter loves the drama. My daughter loves that gossip, all that stuff. So she's always coming back and trying to work through it. And she had another prior situation where the friend was treating her like shit and was really talking down to her. And doing certain things that were not friend-like. And I was telling her, you got to create boundaries. You got to let that person know, hey, listen, we can't hang out if you're going to be doing these things. And sure enough, the therapist that she's seeing is saying the same thing. It's like, you got to create boundaries. You got to create walls when people are not living up to the expectations of what the connection should be. You know, I hate loving conditionally, meaning I hate loving in a conditional way. Because I think I have the ability to love unconditionally. But when you know people are not at that same level, you have to meet them where they're at. So that's what I'm trying to tell her. And I hope, and I was telling her, you know, I put this shit all on my podcast all the time so that when you get older, you can hear this stuff and you remember like that. We talked about this and it's going to make more sense now. So because when it's all new to you, you don't know how to process it. And then, of course, when mom and dad are trying to talk to you about it, you're like, oh, well, that's not ideal. That's not the answer. It doesn't make sense to me. And I understand that. But you try your very best to educate your child, to make them be aware of the pitfalls. And I think that's a big one, because you're going to constantly be in desires of wanting to be with people and sharing that information with friends. And then sometimes friends are loyal enough that they're not going to do anything about it. And there's some friends that are going to get more turned on by that idea. I mean, like I said, I could just go into so many examples of that on my lifetime. And I feel for her. She just needs to understand that when someone shows who they are, especially when it comes to the dynamic of you being interested in somebody, and then all of a sudden they become interested or they try to sabotage that relationship. Because I was telling her, I was like, you don't know what your friend could do. Your friend may start a bad rumor about you. They may not be true. So, you know, you just don't put any weight on it. Don't put any control into that person liking you or not. Just be like, hey, you know, your friend already went out of her way to tell that you liked him. And that's it. I won't go any further than that. I'll be like, you know, I'll be friendly with him and that's it. But I won't go any further because it's really up to him at this point. You know, when it comes to relationships, it's a two-way street. It's a two-way connection. It's something that both people want to have. Because we all know people that get into this fixation when they want somebody, they go out and get it. And sometimes it works. I'm not a lot of you. I mean, if you're that, but at the end, you're setting yourself up for failure if it doesn't. Because you're going to be so obsessed with making it work. You're going to be so obsessed with that you're going to be overlooking a lot of red flags. You're going to be overlooking a lot of things that are going to be painful in the long run. So when you're trying to understand the variables of dating, it's very simple. If you're attracted to somebody and they're attracted to you the same way, they're going to make similar effort in communicating. They're going to make similar effort in the way you want to make time for each other or share energy with each other. But if you're there, like with me all the time, I always say I'm the president of the friend zone because I always reach out to women. I talk to women and I always do these things and they don't respond. And that's cool. I can't worry about it because at the end, they're not as interested as I am on getting to know one another. And that's the reality of it. So I was trying to remind my daughter of those two things. Okay. Just got to understand, you're going to have some friends that are going to undercut you, that the moment they find out that you're interested in somebody that they also find cute and they have nothing going on, they're going to go ahead and test the water too. You have those type of friends. There's other friends that definitely won't just go pee on, you know, go ahead and take a slice of the pie on that regard. And I get it. Like I get everyone's built differently in that way. And I just wanted to tell her, like, just be mindful of that. Be mindful that not every friend that you encounter is going to be all loyal to you and to the people that you're interested, that you wanted to stake your claim on, but they may want a piece of that too. And you can't control people. People are people, meaning that any love interest that you have, they may not love you back. You have to just let it be and you stated your interest and go on and move on.
And you're talking about unfairness. Where in the world is it fair like you need it to be?
Is it fair for you here in America?
No, ma'am. I ask you, where in the world is it fair? Like, I'm not complaining about it. I'm not. I deal with it. Mm-hmm. I deal with the unfairness and overcome it because I'm a man and I can deal with it. And I'm asking you, where is this place? Where is this ideal place? Where's the ideal model?
It exists.
Exactly.